I'm Ricky Bevington. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. Atlanta has a new voter bloc that could sway the 2017 mayoral runoff election. Keisha Lance Bottoms garnered 26% of votes on November 7th, largely from the city's southern African-American voters. Mary Norwood's 21% came mostly from the city's northern white voters. Kennesaw State University political scientist Kerwin Swint says a significant group of East Atlanta voters are now voting on economic policy rather than race or politics.
There's a lot of anxiety out there. People know that they're on the precipice of change, and they're anxious about what that means for the city, the communities, and them, their neighborhoods. And they don't know who to trust, you know, and they don't know what it means to have Bottoms versus Norwood, really. It's a leap of faith.
So if people are anxious and they're taking a leap of faith, why are more people expected to turn out for this election, the runoff, than the general election, in your perspective?
Well, I think now that you're down to two candidates, two very focused candidates, you're going to get a lot of attention by the voters. There's been some media advertising. There's been some hostility in that advertising and in the interactions. The voters are people who are engaged with the city of Atlanta. It's going to be very much dependent on who those voters are that come back. On November 7th, the turnout was a little higher from the North Atlanta precincts than from the rest of the city. So I think Mary Norwood can depend on a lot of her voters to come back out, as well as Bottoms, depending on her base in South Atlanta. I think the real key is going to be East Atlanta, and that's why I focus so much on that endorsement by Georgia Equality and Kathy Woolard. If Kathy Woolard's voters come out to support Mary Norwood, that could be the difference.
What does this new voter bloc mean for the city's political landscape?
That voter bloc is really focused on things like the Beltline, things on like livable communities, on affordable housing, on amenities that you would expect to be able to live downtown. And those are some of the things Kathy Woolard and Mary Norwood have focused on. They're less focused on race. They're more focused on, city economics, you know, not national economic pictures, but development and transportation, those kinds of things that, you know, you live with every day.
And the voters from that bloc were white, 49%, African-American, 46%. This is pretty even. Are you saying that this voter base is more likely than the average Atlanta voter to vote across racial lines?
I think they probably are, just because they're less focused on race. They're focused on livability, and they're focused on things that are going to impact their community. That can include race, but, I mean, it's a broader kind of issue base I think they're going to be looking at.
And you mentioned Georgia Equality. Why is the Georgia Equality endorsement, in addition to the Woolard endorsement, significant?
It's part of the constituency of Atlanta. I mean, Mary Norwood has been in favor of marriage equality for a while, and people that makes a difference to a lot of people. I think that East Atlanta vote could be the linchpin one way or the other if the turnout is high enough.
If Atlanta gets its first white mayor in 40-plus years, on Wednesday morning, if I were to talk to you, what would be your analysis? Why did it happen, and why did it happen in 2017?
If it happens, it'll be because several things. The city's changing. The old machinery of some of the city politics has dried up. It's evaporated. And voters are looking for livable communities. They're looking for things that are going to really impact their lives, apart from some of the political factors that were important before.
Well, Kerwin Swint, thank you for joining me.
Sure. My pleasure.
Kerwin Swint is a political scientist at Kennesaw State University. I'm Ricky Bevington. Thanks for listening to GPB.